Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
So we are the victims of media.
Mm-hmm. What everyone should say is the medium is the message, and the message is me. And that's the answer, is for everyone to, you're asking for an answer. The answer is for everyone to stand up and say, I'm me, and be fully aware of that fact and let everyone else know it.
Yeah.
That you are yourself, and express it.
Jim, there's a line in your book of poems which reads, the cleavage of men into actor and spectators is the central fact of our time. I think that's undeniable, but I wonder, hasn't it always been that way with society?
I suppose it has, but it's with mass media and all today, it becomes more immediately apparent. I think what I was concerned with in that book was the fact that most people feel completely void and helpless in controlling their own destinies, or controlling the destiny of human life. And I think it's sad. More people should be involved rather than designating all these powers to a few individuals. I think the average person, whatever that is, should be a part of it somehow. And I think everyone feels that events are just going on without their knowledge or control. I think it's one of the tragedies of our time. I suppose it has always been that way, but now it's just become so obvious, you know. Decisions are made for you, in which you have no part of at all. I just lament the fact that so many people are content with living a very quiet, well-mannered, orderly life when so many obvious injustices, I guess, are going on, and they just seem to ignore it somehow, or not care at all, just let it happen without ever becoming involved. I think that's sad.
Politically and philosophically, the young people now seem to feel very definite ideas about the establishment,
mm-hmm.
old systems of governing people, and moral attitudes.
Yeah. When I was in high school and college, the kind of protest that's going on now is totally unheard of. At that time, to be a teenager, to be young, was was really nothing. It was kind of a limbo state. And I think it's amazing, just in the last 5 years, what's happened is young people have become increasingly aware of the power and the influence that they have as a group. It's really amazing.
Does it surprise you that there is so much revolt on the campuses of this country against Washington and its policies?
It really surprises me, because as I said before, when I was growing up and when I was in school, it was that was totally unheard of. You know, students really had no power. But if you look back in history, it seems to bear out the fact that every revolution has started with students and spread to workers. And I'm not predicting there's going to be a drastic turnover in this country, but all the indications are there.
Life does seem to become more and more involved and complex. You know, we're becoming computerized and dehumanized in that process. That bugs me. I wonder how it bothers you and your generation.
There does seem to be a trend toward a return to a kind of primitive outlook on life, a more tribal attitude, and I think it's a natural reaction to industrialization, but unfortunately, I think it's kind of naive, because I think the future is going to become increasingly mechanized, computerized, as you call it, and I don't think there's any turning back. It's just figuring out a way to survive and thrive in that kind of society. I don't think there's any chance of going back. And look at it this way too. The hippie lifestyle is really a middle class phenomenon, and it could not exist in any other society except ours, where there's such an incredible surfeit of goods, products, and leisure time. I think that's the reason for it, because the generations immediately preceding ours had world wars and depressions to contend with. And for the last 10 or 15 years in this country, there's time enough and there's money enough to live a kind of a flagrant, outrageous lifestyle, which was impossible before.
Jim, relevant to your theory that people should get more involved in life and thus enjoy it more, you have written a line of poetry which reads, "The spectator is a dying animal." Now, isn't that a bit of a contradiction to what you've said previously?
No, it's concerned with that same split between the actor and the audience. To me, there's something incredibly sad about a bunch of human beings sitting down watching something take place. And just when you think about it, I love movies as much as anyone else, but the spectacle of millions and millions of people sitting in movie theaters and in front of television sets every night watching a second or third hand reproduction of reality going on, when the real world is right there in their living room, or right outside in the street, or down the block somewhere. I think it's a tool to somnambulize or hypnotize people into a kind of waking sleep. But I think the major influence in the next decade or so is going to be the people, I don't know what you'd call them, except maybe the connectors, the people who are able to assemble masses, huge masses of people into one spot, as we've witnessed in pop festivals in the last two or three years. The kind of people that can assemble huge crowds in one spot, I think will be the major influences on mass culture in the next decade. I think the rock music enthusiasts have created probably some of the most exciting music and theatrical events on the planet. I think they're fantastic.
Jim, what do young people worship today? What do they believe? What do they hang on to? What do they hope for?
I can't speak for young people, but probably a guess would be the same things they've always celebrated, just kind of a joy of existence, self-discovery, freedom, that kind of thing.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.